you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Sitting in his no nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me?
You're listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCM Radio. And we are back indeed, and unlike Nowhere Man, we know exactly where we are.
Like somewhere, man.
Where are we, Ben?
Everywhere.
We're everywhere. We are inside your brains right now, ladies and gentlemen. Regardless of how you're listening, we have a remarkable amount of control. You wouldn't believe it, but I could tell you right now, for example, put down that cup of coffee. Put it down and pick it back up again. It's all right. We're not going to mess with you. You can still enjoy your lives. Ben, what's coming up in the show this morning?
Oh, sorry. Still drinking my coffee. You can get in touch with us. Well, that wasn't the question. We've got all the usual favourites, Mark. We've got the Shindig Pick of the
That's
Week.
That's right.
We've got the song that's just plain wrong.
Yeah.
We've got the midday review at 11 a.m. We've got the quiz.
I'm concerned that you're going to mention all the features we don't do and the ones that we do and are back doing these days. I'm going to have to mention again afterward.
We've got the quiz. We've got the buffet, we've got the media review, and we are live, people, live from a car park on Stockport Railway Viaduct.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
It is.
A car park on a viaduct.
Mm.
How does that work? How many cars can you park up there?
None.
None? Mm. So it's not really a car park?
No, it's more a train line.
So if people wanted to get in touch with you whilst you were risking your life on a train line, Ben, how would people do that?
Telegraph.
Or...
oh, you can email
there
us,
you go.
Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk. Or, of course, you can tweet us by going, I love you, Ben, not so much you, Marv.
Oh, you've remembered that joke for a while.
At
FC.
Okay.
U. Here we go.
M. Ray. D. O.
Shindig. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be here for the next hour and a half. Well, I'll say hour and a half, of course. You've already had 7 minutes of elbow. 7 minutes, guy. Give it up, mate. You've got your Radio 6 show. You've got your best-selling albums. You've got your angelic voice. What?
Shindig!
What a guy. That was quite loud, wasn't it? You really went for that this week.
So,
Ben, you know... the other thing I wanted to talk about this week
is,
you know, I've only recently got into politics.
Yes.
I've only kind of developed an interest in the last 18 months or so, let's
say. Yes.
And it has been an interesting roller coaster. I'm sure there's a lot of people like me that have only really developed an interest in what's going on in the last 18 months. Because we've gone, oh, the bubble is a bad thing.
Can I ask you, can I remind you of when your political journey started?
If you want.
It started with the 2015 general election, and it's been downhill ever since.
Yeah, it's not been great, Ben. It's not been great. But... there's been a news story in the last couple of days, Ben, that there's a lot of people talk about, and I just don't understand it because I've only recently got into politics. I was hoping you could explain it for me. There's someone called Tony Blair that says that we shouldn't...
wait, I'd love to hear you finish that sentence.
Right.
But I'm just sharpening this pitchfork. Right. That
only
I've got
I had
here.
The sound of a pitchfork. There you go.
I'm ready to rise, Marv.
Okay.
Tony's told me to rise.
Well, that's it, Ben. He was basically saying that everyone should...
rise up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Weird. Tony Blair?
He's a former Prime Minister, Marv.
Of?
Britain.
Oh, right. Yeah. Was he any good?
For a time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's some good news.
Yeah. For about 3 years, I'd say.
What happened then?
Then there was fuel protests and PFI contracts signed and a war.
And a
war.
A war. That's normally what would make it top of the list, Ben. I mean, you've gone with fuel, PFI, and a war.
I'm just your classic Daily Mail reader.
You are that, Ben. You really are that. But, yeah, so Tony thinks that we should kind of rise up and say, no, we didn't vote on the right thing. Ben, my question is this. Didn't people point that out a week after the election? And what the hell's he talking about it now for?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I read it this morning and went... Why?
Now, if I understand...
No.
Oh.
Why? Why?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I don't know the answer. Oh. If I understand the news story correctly, Ben, Tony Blair was a Labourist.
He was a Labour Party leader, yes.
A Labour Party leader. He was the Prime Minister, as you said, for the Labour Party.
Yes.
Are we going to see Mr. Blair? Is, I assume it's Mr. Blair. Is that the right way to describe him?
Yeah, nowadays, yeah.
I assume Mr. Blair is... Is he trying to come back into politics?
Yes, he's been trying for a while now.
Oh, has he?
Yes.
Oh, right. What are you trying to get back into?
Well, he wanted to be head of the European Union Parliament, I think, or Commission, one of the two.
Okay. Which well, no massive surprise then, he's saying we shouldn't have gone for Brexit.
That's true. And now I think he's just trying to worm his way back into British politics. I don't think he ever wants to be Prime Minister again, or does he?
I mean, that's the thing. This is what I'm thinking is happening, Ben. Just little voices in the background starting to go, Tony Blair wouldn't do too badly. Jeremy Corbyn replacement, just Tony. Just like that. And suddenly, before you know it, bang, Blair, May, head to head.
She won't be around that long.
Well, my point is that he's going to be around very soon.
No.
Well.
No.
Stranger things have happened, Ben.
I don't think stranger things have happened.
Can you do that? Can you be a Prime Minister and then go away and then come back and be Prime Minister again?
Of course you can. Winston Churchill did it, and I think Harold Wilson did it as well.
Yeah, okay.
But he was still leader of the Labour Party while he wasn't in government.
God, that doesn't happen very much, does it?
No. It was a different time back
different
then.
Times,
different
times, Ben.
Different time.
Wasn't there many gutter press around spreading murk and evil lies?
Well, I'm not sure anyone's left being an MP as Prime Minister and then come back to be Prime Minister.
And that is this morning's quiz question, ladies and gentlemen. Get in touch on the old email address, benandmarv@fcumradio.co.uk. What's that question one more time, please, Ben?
Has there ever been a Prime Minister who stopped being Prime Minister, stopped being an MP, and then some years later came back and became an MP and then became a Prime Minister? I don't think there's ever been one. I can't think of any.
Send your answers, yes or no, to benandmarv@fcumradio.co.uk. I can't say this clearly enough. I don't want an explanation. I'm really, really not looking for an explanation.
You see, this is why the show with no name is a better show than ours, because at this point, they would have already prepared that question and Doe would have come up with a jingle for it. I feel like we're shortchanging. There you go.
I mean, you want a jingle? We've got jingles, Ben. That's not a problem. It's never been a problem on this show, all right? It's just a higher quality. Here we go. Who's... Who in a lift? Yes, who's? Who in a lift? That's who's! Who in a lift? Let's find out now, Ben. Over to Ben, who's find out who's poo in a lift this week.
There's two people, Marv, in particular. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with...
It's your feature, mate.
Wait, don't blame me, because that means I get sued. Donald Trump, Marv. We'll start with Donald Trump, because this is what this feature's for, essentially.
Essentially, yeah. We're Trump watch.
We're watching the rise of the extreme right across the world, and this is what this feature's for.
Can we start referring to them as the Decepticons?
Does that make them sound cute?
No, I don't think so. It makes us Autobots, which I'm very excited about.
Marv.
Yes, mate.
Donald Trump this week did perhaps one of the most bizarrest things.
The most bizarrest, Ben. I mean, I feel like if we're going to slate Trump, we should make sure our vocab and grammar is on point.
I know all the best words. Now, I think, Marv, did you see it? I was watching it live and I figured to myself, is this actually happening?
What are you talking about?
He did a 72-minute press conference, Marv. And it was absolutely...
I haven't seen this, but I'm wondering if he's been inspired by legendary American TV series The West Wing. Because in the final series of The West Wing, when there are two people going for the candidacy to be president, one of them is getting slated, I think, against the comments he's made against Latin Americans, I think, or something like that. And he says, there's no way to kind of come back against this. The only thing I can do is tire the press out. So let's have a press conference and I will just keep answering their questions until they run out of breath, basically. And that's what happens. Was it like that?
No, because it was a lot of him just talking and saying really weird stuff. Like, you ask him a question and he starts bragging about his electoral win.
Now things are starting to link together.
And it's
I was reading the Middlesbrough Forum earlier, Ben, which, as you know, is an absolute treat.
On the pulse.
It is absolutely... And there was a thread on there saying, has Donald Trump gone mental? And I assumed that it meant, like, a mentalist.
No, he's...
You know, like, someone that has the ability to see things which aren't actually there and kind of not see the future, but, you know, they can understand what's occurred in the space. I thought that's what that post meant.
No, absolutely.
Turns out they were being completely inappropriate, like the rest of the Middlesbrough Forum.
Yes. But in
not
a way,
representative of the rest of the fans base.
No, but very perceptive as well at the same time, because it was very bizarre.
Yeah,
watching.
Was it?
Yeah, it really was.
What did the press make of it?
A lot of them were just like this.
If you can't see what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, Ben is pulling the face. If you can't see, Ben is pulling what I would describe as a gog.
There was a lot of jaws, just like this.
Yeah, again, he's doing the jaw down, ladies and gents.
There was another. There was a clip where he mentioned, I've got the biggest win of any president ever. Mm-hmm. Any presidential candidate, I won the electoral college votes by the biggest margin. To which someone from the floor went, "That's not true." I mean,
hang on.
Barack Obama won it by X amount, and the guy went, and then he went, "No, Republican president." Yeah, George H.W. Bush, he won it by this amount, and Ronald Reagan won it by this amount.
This has been the closest one in years, hasn't it?
It's just a standard victory, and he's not even won the popular vote, but he still keeps going on about the fact he's obsessed with it. He's really obsessed with ratings, with number of votes, with how he comes.
And we're trying to convince people of facts that aren't facts.
Yeah, and he says, "Oh, I picked up. I just saw it, that stat lying around." Like he's Swampy on the NPL show. Oh, I just saw that stat and just thought I'd quote it to the mass media here. It's like, it's not the same. We're not talking about how Buxton did at the weekend. This is a big deal.
I do love that. That ridiculous side of him, which is just...
Swampy like Donald Trump.
Trump, which is just like stubborn. Absolutely stubborn. Like, I'm a superhero. Yeah? Yeah, yeah. I'm a superhero. Superhero. That's right. I'm the best superhero. I'm a superhero.
But joking aside, a lot of people got slightly scared at that point because it is literally like, oh my goodness, this is like the network, but the guy's actually the president. But anyway, and lastly...
Do you want a different analogy?
No, that's fine. Lastly, on this week's show, I'd just like to talk about this fella.
Pyle?
Paul.
that's an eye. I mean, that is a clear eye.
Yeah, it is an eye. Yeah.
Pavel?
Paul.
Paul. Paul.
Nuttall.
2 weeks in a row for Nuttall, all right.
Marv.
Yes, mate. Did he get voted in?
No, it's next week. Oh, okay. But
now, Ben, let's not forget about your warning last week about you don't want to influence a by-election.
That's true.
Which is possibly the sexiest sentence you've ever said, my friend. Watch out, I'm going to influence your by-election.
All I would suggest is everyone who listens to the show will already know what Paul Nuttall's been doing this past week. It's hilarious.
That's the weird thing about doing this radio show, isn't it?
It's really bobby.
There's no point telling people because the kind of people that listen to us know already.
Exactly.
So let's just say Paul Nuttall.
Bobbins.
And we all know. All right?
It's just silly.
Let's see it through, Ben, just on the chance that someone has tuned in without having seen this. What's Paul Nuttall done this week?
Well, a lot of people, he's very annoyed at the media. A bit like Donald Trump.
Who isn't?
He's very annoyed at the media for portraying him as a bit of, let's just say, an exaggerativeness person.
Yes.
An exaggeratist.
Okay.
Is that a phrase?
No.
An exaggeratist.
Yeah, I mean, keep saying it if you like. You're basically saying the same word over and over again.
He's made a lot of claims on his website and over the years on his website and in various speeches.
They let him have a website?
It doesn't exist anymore. It's been taken down.
Thank goodness.
Because it's been invaded by journalists snooping around and poking around in what he said and going, "Did that actually happen, Paul?" And Paul going, "No." That's pretty much...
What about this, Paul? Did this happen?
No.
Right.
And that's essentially what's been going on. So the website's been taken down. And that then led on to a Twitter hashtag of Ask Paul.
Ask Paul?
I think it was Ask Paul Nuttall.
Right.
Okay. Or Paul Nuttall Facts or something like that. And it was just a series of pictures of Paul Nuttall's face superimposed at various events. Like, did you know Paul Nuttall?
Yeah.
Was a member of the 1966 World Cup winning squad.
I was not aware of that.
He was also there in Dallas. In 1963.
Was he?
And furthermore, he was also on the moon in 1969, Marv. So he's been around as old Paul Nuttall.
I mean, this sounds like the kind of person, Ben, with that kind of amount of experience, the kind of person that we should be listening to.
I think so.
Where's he running for by-election? Stoke.
Stoke.
From the moon to Stoke. Now, lovely place.
Now, obviously, we know about...
Talking about the moon.
We know about the the house issue. That's what we discussed a couple of weeks ago when we talked about Paul Nuttall. The fact he was... registered at an address where he didn't actually live and stuff like that. The whole campaign's been a bit shoddy, but based on, and this goes back full circle to what you were saying, based on your political journey you've been on since May 2015, Mav, I think it's nailed on he's going to win. Nailed on.
Good. The last person that's pooing a lift this week, Ben, I'd like to briefly touch on, is the great British broadcaster, one of the few lucky ones that's made it to go to the States to be a regular presenter.
Are you going to say Piers Morgan?
The wonderful Piers Morgan, who goes from strength to strength. And I really feel like there should be some kind of voting system in place for us to be allowed to say, like, just general voting, yes or no, about whether this certain celebrity is allowed to go to a different country and broadcast because they are representing us. Like James Corden does, like anyone does, doing anything like that, you're representing your country. And Piers, you're not doing a very good job of it. And it was a marvellous moment this week. I found out this week he's been having a long-term spat with...
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, with... Yes. She wrote Beatrix Potter, that one.
No. Beatrix Potter wrote Peter Rabbit.
I thought he was a wizard. No, I can't carry this joke on.
He's on
J.K. Rowling, let's get off the point, right? Turns out they've been having a long-term spat. They basically hate each other. And I can understand why she hates him. And his point seems to be based around the fact that she's kind of a... always looking for kind of self-publicity.
But the problem Piers Morgan has is that she's a lot smarter.
It's tricky, isn't it? You've got to pick a fight with someone that's less intelligent than you. We've all learned
that
as a child.
She's really struggling.
So this week, she posted a thing saying, oh, just kind of seeing this thing here that says, like, that people really liked the book and now it's really good, blah, blah. Here's a little article, which, you know, we've all done. We all share stuff. It's just publicity, basically. And Piers Morgan came on Twitter and went, oh, look at you, buddy Beatrix Potter over there with your book writing skills. You are the worst person the worst person for self-publicity I've ever seen. And then someone managed to do a marvellous little bit of research and find out that Piers Morgan was indeed the one that had originally written that article, and all the worlds aligned, Ben, in a perfect moment of wondrous sarcasm.
And it gets worse for Piers Morgan, because Piers Morgan thought to himself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep this spat going. So what he said was, where's this tweet? Just let me... E.L. James, who did 50 Shades of Grey, he tweeted her and said, hi, @E.L. James. Any chance you could start tweeting me one of your books? I need some relief from this Harry Potter. Beep.
Right.
To which she responds, in quotation marks, I believed that the more exposure I got in the press, the better my career would progress. Trouble was, I became overexposed.
Who was the quote from?
Gilderoy Lockhart from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Nice. I mean, that is...
Nice.
Nice. So who's pooed in the lift this week? Piers Morgan! That's right, yeah! Who's pooed in the lift? That's who's pooed in the lift? That's who's pooed in the lift? Turns out it's Piers Morgan.
Oh, it's finally coming together, that feature.
I mean, that feature is really starting to move.
Well played, Paul Nuttall and Donald Trump. Thanks for taking part. Better luck next week.
Better luck next week, indeed. Right, let's have a quick song. This is the Electric Light Orchestra with Sweet Talking Woman. And we'll be back in just a moment with some more features.
We seem to have started this show, because we came in today and basically Marv had nothing. He'd not prepped the show or anything.
That's
like
that. That's not true at all. I've got a quiz. I've done CSI Shindig. I resent the implication I've done no work toward this show.
But we have started this show with
we've done half an hour,
a flurry and a spoil. We really have gone for it.
We played two good songs.
Well, two very long songs, which is helpful.
Sweet Talking Woman is only 3 minutes and 49 seconds. I resent that implication too. That's two of your implications so far. I have resented both of them.
It's 10 minutes of songs we've played so far. Two songs.
I mean, it's a different kind of breakfast show. What do you want from me?
Now, the thing that I'm getting to here, people at home, is, rudely though, neither of us have asked how each other's week's been. It's been just a general, you know, dark cloud over the
Let's not waste any more time then, Ben. Let's get right into it. How the hell has your week been?
Well, Marvin, all started on Saturday afternoon when I went to Chorley. No, I didn't. I went to Broadhurst Park to watch Chorley play FC United in Manchester. And Marv, it was one of those games of football where you just felt at the end, it was a draw in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. 95th minute equaliser, Charlie
hurts.
Got.
Hurts.
But anyway, it was one of those afternoons. And then I did my first ever Rugby League podcast.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
I did. At Hull, I was worth of Rugby League talk. And I think I came across as knowing slightly what I was talking about.
Good.
It's amazing what guests can bring to the table. And then on Tuesday night, me and Swampy went to Mosley to watch Mosley against Radcliffe Borough. We did a bit of the MPL show there. We had a lovely time. Very cold, though, but nice pie and peas.
Good.
Nice pie and peas.
What kind of pie?
Meat. Steak.
Steak pie, yeah.
Yes, steak.
Always steak pie.
A bit disappointed there was no mint sauce and there was no hot vimto.
You don't want mint sauce with a steak pie. You have
and
it with
peas.
Lamb. Yeah, you have it with lamb.
What?
I mean, you could have minted peas, that's fine. But
minted
again,
peas.
I'd rather have it with a lamb, then. Some kind of lamb dish, a coq au vin, perhaps.
At Mosley?
Sure.
Can I have a coq au vin and a hot vimto, please,
I'll
love?
Take a coq au vin anywhere I can find it, Ben. You know what I'm like.
Then on Wednesday, did nothing. Thursday, did some podcasts. On Friday, did some podcasts. And then came round here. And that's pretty much been my week.
I mean, this is the thing that surprised me about your announcement this week. Because you do a lot of podcasts already. And you thought to yourself, you know what? I'm going to do another podcast every week. Is that the thought process that happened? You said to Laura, you know what? Darling wife, love of my life. You know what? I think I'm going to take up more time away from our family and do yet another podcast. Oh, right. On football again, like you're interested in all the time. No, actually, this time I'm going to do rugby, which I've demonstrated no interest in at all my entire life. All right, wrap it up.
Pretty much. That's the League One show, by the way, on Audio Boom. 700 downloads in its first episode, Marv. Not bad.
It's very good.
Yeah.
It's better than we've ever done, Ben.
And actually, in more surprising
news... Can you not start advertising in those podcasts about our podcast? It would seem like the obvious thing to do, Ben. I know. It's this whole, you know, shouting about yourself and going, oh, look at me, and, you know, self-promotion and blah, blah. But for the love of God, Ben, we've been at this for ages now and we're getting absolutely nowhere. Pete's told his mosaic class about it and no one listens. I've told my work colleagues and no one listens. You've told your kids and they don't listen. All right? Maybe what we need are rugby fans. 700 downloads. What did we get last week? 12.
50.
I mean, still, that's all right. I'm happy with it. It's fine. But Ben, we've been at it for years.
But just to throw something else out there, which is even more agonising and annoying for Marv. You know the Manchester Football League show?
Yes, mate.
Do you understand the level of football we're talking about there?
Well, it's the Football League.
No. Step 7, right? It's one below the North West Counties.
Okay.
All right? We're talking a field with a metal rail around it.
Sure.
In a lot of cases.
Yeah, okay.
That show that I do with Simon Harrison, who's the press officer for the Manchester Football League, last week got 500 downloads.
That's good.
It's crazy.
Well, no, you see, what it is, Ben, is that there's a thing that it's centred around. What our show is centred around is madness.
But apparently, and you'd think there's enough of it
going
around.
Actually, you're right. I mean, to be fair, we are now entering our curve, our perfect curve, Ben. This is when all the graphs start going up toward the top right corner in terms of listener figures. Boom!
Don't do that with your hand. It's too...
Yeah.
So, Marv, yes, quick mate. Question for you.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Marv.
Yes, mate.
When you're ready, love. Marv.
Don't say when you're ready, love, right? We're starting to ban what are effectively generic sexist phrases, all right?
But it's not sexist. I'm aiming it at you.
I know you are, but to say what you're doing, love, like that. Ben, it's just... It's going to avoid him, mate. That's all we're doing.
Marv, quick question.
Yes, mate.
How's your week been?
I'll tell you, sweetheart. Well, Ben, it's...
Don't be with it. Come on, you've only got 30 seconds.
Yeah, I've got more than 30 seconds. I've got 2 minutes, and considering how boring my life is, I've got ages. Well, last weekend, Ben, broke as a skunk. Is that the phrase? Broke as a bear. Don't really have any money. Kind of the overlap from Christmas, Ben, still hit me. The teeth thing or the personal training. I've essentially spent all my money on trying to better myself without spending any money on things that I would enjoy.
Buddha would be happy with that, though, man.
Buddha would be thrilled with me, Ben. Unfortunately, he ain't no friend of mine. So that was the weekend. Then we got into the work, Ben. Really started nailing some work. Went to Double Zero this week for some pizza in Chorlton.
What's Double Zero?
It's a pizza place, Ben, if you've been listening to the rest.
It adds up to zero. It's pointless.
Oh, you mean what is Double Zero?
Yeah.
It's two zeros. You're absolutely right, Ben, but... I don't think the restaurant particularly cared. It was a bring-your-own-booze restaurant, Ben, and also, bizarrely, somewhere you have to pay with cash only. Oh, I didn't know what to do, Ben. I was absolutely lost. But the good news is, Ben, I was in such a good run with my no-carbs diet, that I was going to a pizza restaurant thinking, ugh, what am I going to do when I got there? Did a very good thing, Ben. I had a side salad and a portion of meatballs. Sure, I was doing the right thing. Sure, it was more cost-effective than the rest of the diners I ate with. But they got sourdough bases cooked in a charcoal oven. Big as your face. Actually, bigger than your face. And that is saying something. That was a lovely night out. Nice seeing our dear friend Maria. It was a treat seeing her. Since then, Ben, what have I done? It's been a quiet week, mate. A lot of gym action.
You're turning into one of those boring people who just eats salad and goes to the gym.
Yeah, but Ben, I had 36 years of fun.
And so what 36 years it was.
So if the next 36 need to be slightly toned down in terms of the level of fun I was having, I think that's okay.
Do you know how hard it is to do one of those really snatchy things?
Yeah.
I think they're quite effective.
Yeah, no, they worked very well at the end of that, Ben.
Now, a long time ago, dear listener at home,
yeah,
there was a show called CSI Shindig, and it captivated single digits of people across the world. We had one listener in Canada, I believe.
And a man in a toilet.
Now, we brought it back. And so far, the reaction to CSI Shindig has been very, how can I put it? I've not been approached in the toilet. Let's just put it that way.
See, but I've been thinking about this, and I think what it is because there's clearly a story developing this time. There's a lot of groundwork being laid. It's not just like the last one. Lots of jokes, lots of ridiculous things going on.
Because heaven forbid we do jokes.
Right? Clearly, this time, the writers of CSI Shindig have thought about it and gone, you know what, I think that we can produce something which is still funny, but has actual content to it, which Ben wouldn't be able to break apart in his debates.
Don't do that. Just do silly.
Ben, it's too late.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've already done episode 3, haven't I? It's here. It's ready.
There's no going back.
Well, no, there's no going back. I mean, I could fake it if you like. No, Ben, I'm not going to... Ben, there's nothing wrong with letting a story grow.
Okay.
You know, this is just episode 3 of a 100-story podcast. 100 separate
And he storyboarded episodes. It, dear listener.
It's there. It's written, Ben. Now, Ben, yes, episode 3 is more story development.
Oh,
right? But I think it's important.
Why?
I think it's important to listen to, Ben, because the setup is very important for what's coming next. And is that not true in every situation in all of life, Ben? What happens now is effectively integral to what happens next.
Okay, Marv.
Yeah?
Play episode 3 of the Shindig.
Well, no, I can't, Ben.
Oh, because we've not had a recap yet.
That's right.
Previously on CSI Shindig.
But how can it be you? Or me?
Ah, simple trusting, Marv. I used to be like you. Because, of course, I am you.
Can you at least take the blindfold off me?
You're not ready yet. I've travelled back from the future, from the year 2050, to undo what has been done.
Are you serious?
I'll explain it to you very clearly and very calmly so you understand. Okay. You remember the...
Finished.
No, we're not. Why do you hate this feature so much?
I'm joking.
I mean, I put effort into this, now, and it's clearly developing into an interesting story featuring time travel and two versions of myself.
Now, let me just tell Marv something and copy you in, dear listener. I was sitting at home today, and I was looking at I was doing work, and obviously I've got Spotify open.
Work?
I got a Spotify window open. I don't play anything on it. It's just from FC Live last weekend. And I noticed that Marv was using some TV themes from yesteryear. Is that related to anything?
Was it?
Yeah, it was the old ITV sports logo. Was
what, it? I was listening to on Spotify?
Yeah.
Was I?
Yeah.
Not for this, I wasn't.
Oh.
That's thrown me out completely, man. I'm worried that someone's hacked into our account and is listening to TV themes.
Who would do such a thing?
I mean, any of the FC fan base.
Failsworth.
And, yeah. It's case closed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for Series 2, Episode 3 of CSI Shindig!
You know know the time you went to the Dean's Gate dressed as a flamingo for that stag do for the guy you used to work with who was pretty awful, but you had no other friends, so you went along?
Dave?
Yes, Dave. Remember how bad that night was? The 8 years you've missed were worse. In 2016, Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. Brits voted to leave Europe. They called it Brexit. Ridiculous. David Bowie died.
Yeah, that was just last year.
No, Marv. No, my sweet, sweet baby Marv. It's now 2025. We all saw the warning signs, but there was nothing that could be done. People marched and rioted and shouted and shared and liked, but nothing could stop what happened.
And what happened?
Trust me, Marv. Darkness descended and the sky closed. The earth turned to a rotten wasteland. No music. No joy. No hope.
And you're from the future?
Yes, Marv. I've come back to stop what you couldn't. I've learned from the mistakes we made as a society. I know what needs to be done. I've learned from your mistakes.
My mistakes? But what did I do?
Are you ready to see, Marv? Are you ready to see your own future?
Yes, yes, I'm ready. Take this blindfold off me.
Okay, I'm taking it off now. You might not be able to hear it because it's very quiet, but yeah, there we go. Untying a knot now, just a little. Okay, slowly revealing myself, which is also yourself, don't forget. Nearly there, and there we go.
Holy sh!
Yeah.
I mean, what is going on CSI Shindig?
Thoughts, Ben. Thoughts, Ben.
Does it mean it's not
thoughts,
like,
Ben?
Hang on, it's not like the surreal series one where you could interpret it any way you wanted.
That's right.
It's pretty much clear cut what's going on because there's a narrator who's telling you everything that's going on. So I'm pretty much
find an audio clip, which was clearly the sound.
Unlike Ben, unlike the Ben of 2012, that pretty much makes me redundant.
Well, tune in next week for another episode of CSI Shindig.
And lastly, Marv,
I thought you were going to say PewDiePie.
I can't say name.
Prue-leaf?
Prue-leaf. I can't say it.
Prue-leaf.
Leaf.
Prue-leaf.
She's in talks to replace Mary Berry on the Great British Bake Off.
Wow.
Shindig.
Now, Ben, you know that in the past we've both watched Great British Menu, so we know who Prue-leaf is. God. She's one of the judges on that programme. And I've got to say, Ben, I mean, Prue Leith is a kind of an obvious choice to replace Mary Berry in terms of kind of status and age and experience and stuff like that, but also with the same real amount of charisma. But Mary Berry's got warmth, so I've never seen that side of Prue Leith. I'm sure she has it, but as a cold judge that we've seen on Great British Menu so far, I can't see that translating well into the Bake Off tent.
And add to that adverts, which are going to be all the way through it. It's not going to be a good show.
I'm looking forward to whatever Mel and Sue's next BBC cookery programme is going to be. That'll be great, whatever that
is. Well, knowing the BBC, it'll be a straight rip-off.
Yeah, let's hope so, yeah.
And it'll be better.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's been the Shindig Breakfast Show for another week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for being a part of it. We will be back next week, of course, with CSI Shindig Episode 4. Can't wait for that, Ben.
Stay tuned.
And loads more stuff as well. But for now, we'll leave you with the sound of the tramps.
What? Are we really that desperate for content? Hello? I've got stuff to talk about. Are you there? Marv? Why are you letting me talk? Hello?
You've been listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio.
About.
What we got to talk about, mate?
See,
you got nothing. Shindig. I think this is a perfectly decent way to finish the show.
Shindig.
No, you never get Radio 1 shows finishing like this.
Radio 1! Radio 1! Radio 1! Coming up next is SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and the Armchair Armies. We're bringing you Stockport County's inevitable victory against FC United live from Edgeley Park. Stay tuned until half-time when it'll probably be all over.
And don't forget to listen to the review of that car crash on This Club Is My Club this week, available on the great North Manchester FM.
Shindig!
Shindig!
Someone said to me this week, you know, doing a radio show every week for like how many
years? Wait, it's now time for Marv's metaphor of the week.
It's not metaphor, but is it not get a bit dry? Do you not run out of stuff to talk about? So, not really. No, I don't know why. I think we're just pretty random, really, and just not really worry about whether it's any good. I mean, we don't even drink alcohol anymore.
No.
It's just weird.
No, I'm watching green.
It's just bizarre. Anyway, don't keep going. It's Shindig Breakfast Show. Yeah. Shindig Breakfast Show for another week, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in next week for more.
That was that.
For more fun.
Frolics.
See ya.
Bye.